This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. President Ramchandra Paudel says adherence to constitution and constitutional responsibilities are his guiding principles. Names of national martyrs published in Nepal Gazette. And International Criminal Court issues arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin over war crime allegations. Now, the news in detail. President Ramchandra Paudel has said the promotion of national unity, protection of sovereignty, and implementation and protection of the constitution of the country would be his guiding principles. At a program organized by President Paudel in Kathmandu today to extend gratitude to the members of the Federal Parliament and Province Assembly after his election to the presidential post, President Paudel said he was always ready to participate in a national campaign to fulfill the aspiration of the sustainable peace, good governance, development and prosperity following the constitution in letter and spirit while carrying out works, duties and responsibilities of the president. Saying the periodic election was the life force of democracy, he congratulated and thanked all for the completion of the election of the local level, province assembly, federal parliament and presidential and vice presidential elections successfully. Stating that the constitution has given unlimited rights to the people, President Paudel expressed the view that it was the responsibility of all to maintain stability in the country. He stressed that all should be aware that the people's trust and faith not only towards individual but also towards the institution will be lost if the elected people's representatives run the activities without following the constitution's spirit and sentiments. Paudel further cautioned that it was necessary for all of us to be serious towards the possibility of an attack on political achievements if we fail to pay due attention towards optimizing the political achievement for socio-economic transformation. Recalling that easy solutions were found through national unity at the distressing time in the past, President Paudel emphasized the need for unity among one and all. On the occasion, he extended thankfulness to all Federal Parliament members and Province Assembly members for electing him as the third President of the Federal Democratic Republic of Nepal under Article 62 of the Constitution of Nepal. Present at the occasion were Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, Speaker of the House of Representatives Devraj Ghimire, National Assembly Chair Goresh Prasad Timalsina, former Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba and others. Also in attendance at today's event were Deputy Prime Minister, ministers, parliamentarians, Province Assembly members and provincial chief ministers, among others. A tea reception was organized in honor of the guest. The list of martyrs who attained martyrdom during the armed struggle and revolution has been published in the Nepal Gazette. The list was published as decided by the Council of Ministers. It may be noted that the Council of Ministers, led by Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda, had decided on February 27th to publish the list of the people who attained martyrdom between the armed conflict to the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement and recognize them as national martyrs. Following the decision of the Council of Ministers, the Ministry of Home Affairs communicated to all 77 district administration offices and requested the records of the martyrs. Prime Minister Dahal's press expert Manahari Timalsina said the list of the martyrs was published in the Gazette based on the records obtained from the 77 districts. Along with this, the citizens who lost their lives due to actions from both the state and the then rebel side during the 10-year-long armed conflict have been recognized as national martyrs. This will also allow the families of national martyrs to seek compensation, repatriation and honor from the state. The Nepal Army is going to conduct the Clean Mountain Campaign 2023 in four mountains, including Mount Everest, the world's highest peak. Under the campaign, the Nepal Army has targeted to collect off at least 35,000 kilograms of decomposable and non-decomposable waste from the Mount Everest, Lhotse, Barunatse and Annapurna. The campaign will be joined by Department of Tourism and Environment. Khumbu Pasang Khumbu Pasang Lamu and Annapurna Rural Municipalities, Everest National Park Administration Office, Himalaya Rescue Association, Expedition Operators Association, Nepal Tourism Board, Nepal Mountaineering Association, Trekking Agents Association of Nepal. Efforts are being made to preserve and promote the Mugger Kham language in Dang. The Mugger Language Literature and Culture Foundation Center in Dang has started this campaign. The president of the foundation, Kirtiman Poon, has said that as the new generation of the Mugger Kham community is not showing interest in the language, the preservation of the Kham language has started. He says that this language is disappearing due to the lack of communities that speak the traditional Kham language. It is disappearing due to the lack of transfer of the Kham language to the new generation. According to the foundation, the estimated population of the Mugger ethnic community in the country is around 2.5 million and only about 1.9 million speak the Mugger language. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The International Criminal Court, ICC, has issued an arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin. The court alleges he is responsible for war crimes and has focused its claims on the unlawful deportation of children from Ukraine to Russia. It says the crimes were committed in Ukraine from February 24, 2022, when Russia launched its full-scale invasion. Moscow has denied the allegations and labeled the warrants as outrageous. It is highly unlikely that much will come of the move. The ICC has no power to arrest suspects and can only exercise jurisdiction within its member countries, and Russia is not one of them. However, it could affect the president in other ways, such as being unable to travel internationally. Protesters have clashed with the police again in central Paris over the French government's pension reforms. Thousands of demonstrations lit fires and some threw firecrackers at police who used tear gas to disperse them. It is the second night of unrest since President Emmanuel Macron decided to push through the controversial reforms to raise the retirement age from 62 to 64 without a vote. No confidence motions have been filed against the government in response. The government has said the changes to pensions are essential to ensure the system is not overburdened and prevent it from collapsing. But many people, including union members, disagree, and France now has seen more than 2 months of heated political debate and strikes over the issue. Residents in the regional Australian town have woken to find millions of dead fish in their river. The large-scale fish deaths were reported last morning in the New South Wales town of Minindee. The state's river authority said it was a result of an ongoing heat wave affecting the Darling Bacca River. Locals say it is the largest fish death event to hit the town, which experienced another significant mass death of fish just 3 years ago. Heat waves have become more frequent, more intense, and last longer because of human-induced climate change. The world has already warmed by about 1.1 degrees Celsius since the industrial era began, and temperatures will keep rising unless governments around the world make steep cuts to emissions. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning are likely to occur in some places of the hilly regions and at a few places of the Tarai regions of the country. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur in a few places of the hilly regions and in one or two places of the Tarai regions of the country. At present, there is a general influence of local winds along with westerly winds in the country. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 10.5 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature as 23.3 degrees Celsius with 10.8 millimeters of rain. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. President Ramchandra Pauril says adherence to constitution and constitutional responsibilities are his guiding principles. Names of national martyrs published in Nepal Gazette. and International Criminal Court issues arrest warrant for Russian President Vladimir Putin over war crime allegations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.